Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Monday, 24th of July, the first full day in the saddle for our 300 plus riders attempting to cycle all the way from Haraldsbergen, Belgium to Thessaloniki, Greece. Race director for TCR number 9, Andrew Phillips, describes the main news from overnight, including those riders setting the early pace.
So we set off up the Muir at 10 o'clock as planned, and riders got that amazing experience of the burning torches. Some slippery cobblestones on the climb, but most people managed to get up safely. Last night, riders were passing through Belgium and into France. We had a couple of accidents on wet roads. We've had a couple of riders who've had to scratch. Today, we're heading south through France. Riders are making good progress towards the Alps already, and we're expecting them to start reaching the edge of the Alps, Lake Lucerne, and then onto the parcours. Three of our hot favourites have already taken to the head of the race. We've got Christophe Strasser, Robin Jean-Pierre, and just behind them, Marin Saint-Exupéry. So they're making rapid progress towards the Alps and are quickly opening a little bit of a gap to the rest of the field.
Ultra-distance riders always have difficult decisions to make when it comes to gear and deciding how much weight to carry. Our team caught up with Jesko von Werden, Cap 249, who found himself with a little more weight than planned.
So Jesko just handed Andrew up a flower as he passed.
Oh yeah, sorry,
passed 10 minutes ago. What was the story behind that?
Somebody put it on my handlebar in Gerardsbergen. It's from the marketplace. Yeah. But it had just had one leaf left now at this point. So I had to get rid of it. No. It was a...
Touching. I had to get rid of it.
It was a gift. For you, of course, that I carried all the way.
How far are you hoping to get?
I don't know. Just until tonight, and then probably get a room to dry out, because my shoes are full of water. Keeps raining. Like, you think it's nice, and then the rain comes back pretty intense. Yeah.
These early stages of the race have seen riders broadly head in two directions. They are beginning to get a feel for the race and settling into life on two wheels. One thing they are all talking about, the weather. Marij Moldenhaar, Cap 191.
It was wet, and I was really tired at like 5 o'clock, but then when the sun came out it was better, so
I'm actually thinking about getting a hotel tonight because everything is wet, but it's difficult actually to find something, and I'm not sure how far I can go tonight, so I hope the weather's going to be better. But I saw it will not be so good, so we'll see. I'm actually looking forward to the Alps because it's going to be really, really, really beautiful, I think.
Sherry Kalathos and Geryon Tews, caps 334 A and B, off flying in the pairs race. They've had a great start, but they are also aware of what lies ahead.
We want to take some rest before what's coming tomorrow, to be fresh.
Yeah, and how have the first 24 hours for the both of you been?
Oh, it's been interesting. A lot of rain. Happy I brought rain pants. Yeah, it's been challenging, but feeling good.
It's a much longer race than you've done before, isn't it? Is that daunting?
It's like Transiberica, similar length this year. Yeah, a lot of elevation also in Transiberica. I have a lot of deja vu with Transiberica. It's like, this is like, it reminds me when we were like, you know, in the storm and everything. Yeah. But it's really nice, yeah.
And you dropped your GoPro.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yes. We still...
You broke off your Garmin.
Yeah, the Garmin holder broke off, so I stole her spare
one.
Yeah,
luckily I have a backup. You gotta be prepared.
Tuesday, 25th of July, and after a steady start yesterday, today is when the action is expected to really get going. The riders continue south towards the first parkour and control point one, but not before they have to make some key decisions and climb a series of alpine passes. Ben Chadon, Cap 49, is going well, apart from some problems with his accolades. Don't worry, he has the perfect solution.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
we're with the
ice cream on my...
An ice cream in his sock?
My Achilles, yeah, my Achilles hurting.
Oh, so what's wrong?
My saddle was too high the whole day yesterday, so I fucked kind of both of my knees and my Achilles, so now at the end of the day I understood it was from the saddle, and it feels better, but it's just painful, you know. It's the first day and I'm already like in pain, so but right now it's okay.
Is that, that's quite hard mentally to get over that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I think I'm stronger at this, so yeah, it's why I'm doing this, you know, just like to kind of like find these battles and like win in the end. So there is not these battles, you know, there is no reason to be here, to be honest.
Early doors, the team run into Sherry and Geryon again. There has been a lot of rain in these first 2 days of riding. How are they finding their chosen route?
Brutal.
What's it been like just further back?
We got lost. Thought about taking a hiking trail. Then saw that the people in front took this route, so decided to take this route instead of this hiking trail. But it's very tough.
It is really tough. I mean, it's quite beautiful though, isn't it?
Yeah. I wish it was sunny though, so I could appreciate it more, but it's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
Day two includes the first important route decisions for our riders, with the lead group choosing to go via Lake Lucerne, Switzerland. David Eyre, race coordinator, is waiting for them in control car two.
We are just by Lake Lucerne, up in the hills above Morschach. So this is one of the routes that riders are taking due to the banned Axenstrasse that runs along the lakeshore. Yeah, so that is a road that we had banned from Brunnen to Siskyon. It was subsequently also banned by the Swiss authorities, so illegal for cyclists and walkers to go on there at the moment. And what that has done is drive riders into a range of different ways to get down to Bellinzona. So we've seen some coming up into the hills where we are now. We've seen others taking the westerly route around the lake as well, which involves some hiker bike. This is a point where clearly everyone's looking to find an advantage and to gain a little bit of headway in the race. And so really what we're excited to see is how that unfolds over the course of the next kind of day or so as people make their way to the first control point in Livigno.
Tim De Witt, Cap 24.
The detour I took, the decision to go around for the Axenstrasse. On the detour, it's like super steep and it's really long. And then there's a little part when you can go down, and just there they're doing roadworks and you can't go on it with the bike, but you probably know that. And then you have to go the stupid path, and I was so, yeah, I'm not saying mad, but I was like, oh, come on.
Cheesed off, huh?
Yeah.
Very annoyed.
And it was also in the pouring rain. You know.
Hard work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the Gotthard will be easier than this. I just hope the weather, if it doesn't rain, then I don't mind sleeping outside, but if it's raining in the Alps, then it's sometimes raining very hard, and then, I don't know, I'll have to find a place to stay, but I just go until I'm completely toast, and then, yeah, I stop, basically. That's my tactic.
Robin Gempel, Cap number 3. Used a little knowledge from his past to make a decision about his route. He's also keeping an eye on everyone else to see where he is in the race.
Did you go over the steps as the alternative to the Axenstrasse?
Yes. Yeah, I did that. They were fine. Actually, I knew them because, you know, in Switzerland, every student goes to, does a bit of a journey. Like, what is it? school travel, like you travel once a year with your class, and you would definitely do that in that area. Once, so I knew it. And yeah, but before I had a big sleep, slept like 5 hours, 4.5.
Do you know your position?
Yeah, I just checked the tracker. I think, one could say second or third. I could imagine that Christoph would actually still be quicker. Don't really understand his route, but still, he's definitely the quickest so far.
Christoph Strasser, cap number one, is indeed one of the quickest riders and currently leading the main group of riders south. Earlier, he eventually took a short break after maintaining a 0% stopping time in the first 24 hours on the bike. However, he has stiff competition from a group of other front runners, including Marianne de Saint-Exupéry, cap number two.
Yesterday was tough. This morning was wet, but now it's okay.
Did you sleep at all last night, or did you get caught in the storms?
No, I found a shelter in a stadium, so I had everything. It was warm and dry. So yeah, but I slept each night from the beginning.
What's your strategy for sleep?
There is no average. The goal is to mix it.
Yeah.
But at least 3 or 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
So you're feeling pretty well rested.
Yeah.
You're in it for the long run.
I mean, yesterday I had some issues, stomach issues, so I kind of lost a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So I still need to recover from yesterday. That's why I'm just going easy. I took the gravel up to Axenstrasse.
How was it?
Which was pretty decent indeed.
Yeah.
Not much gravel. And yeah, it was like 5 minutes on some easy rocks.
Yeah.
Florian Moreau, cap 67. Is another rider to have made a blistering start to the race.
I don't sleep a lot, but it's fine.
Are you planning on getting much more sleep tonight?
I don't know. Same, maybe. 2 hours. I don't know.
Weather.
How have you found the weather over the last day?
It's rain, but it's the same for everyone, so it's not a problem for me.
Robert Muller, cap 197, winner of last year's Trans-Pyrénées race, is also in the leading pack. Not that you'd know it, after his roadside catch-up with our team in Control Car 1.
Are you happy to reach the mountains, or not especially? No?
No, because the weather is bad, it's cold.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of small problems. My bike computer sometimes doesn't work, and then I don't know where to go and take some detours. And I got stung by a bee yesterday. And I was caught in a thunderstorm on top of Col de la Bonhomme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you find to sleep last night?
Yeah, I found a nice place near a cemetery.
Yeah, cemetery.
Yeah. And I slept for 4 hours because I was so tired. I don't care about my place anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just riding to reach the finish. But I guess I'm quite far behind.
We pick up the second half of day two in the next episode as the leading riders head to the Alps and take on the mountains, including the Gotthard, San Bernardino, and Splüger passes. From there, we'll see who conquers the first parkour of TCR number 9 and makes it to Control Point 1 in Livigno ahead of the pack. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read our daily race report from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.